welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. Well, with the Lord's help, we will continue and conclude a message on the spiritual dynamic in rulership, one of the important aspects, which is self-control, or as the King James puts it in Galatians, the fifth chapter, temperance. Now, temperance is a fruit of the Spirit that will make our lives satisfying and rich in the Lord. It involves the temperance or self-control involves the external as well as the internal world. Mastery of the inner self includes all the attitudes and desires that are not God's attitudes and desires, and only the Holy Spirit can fill us with God's attitudes. Only a total surrender to Him can replace the things of self that lie deep in the heart of every person that's a Christian. It's a work, a process that we have to yield and submit to the Lord. Even the great Apostle Paul spoke of his doing that. Temperance in the inner man is really us giving the Holy Spirit mastery over our inner world. You know, James talks about if a man could control his tongue, the same as a perfect man, actually controlling our tongue, you have to control your thoughts, and because that is what is going to cause whatever words come out of your mouth. And so, again, it all comes back to our attitudes. Many Christians who've walked with the Lord for years need to go deeper in this inner mastery of the Holy Spirit over attitudes and desires. There should be an open attitude of total surrender. And basically, beloved, we'll never outgrow the need for this. We'll need to maintain this all through our Christian experience. It is this kind of surrender to the Lord that will bring the outward desires into harmony with the inward restraints and constraints of the direction of the Holy Spirit's flow within. So what is temperance? Well, I guess you could say a good definition is expressed in 1 Corinthians 13. It's love in actions and attitudes. Love does not behave itself unseemly. Now, let's again go to Scripture, and I'd like to go to 2 Peter, the first chapter. I'll be reading verses 3 and 4. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. These tremendous promises that the Lord has given us were given so that we might be partakers of the divine nature. When we rest on God's promises, we escape the corruption that fills the world. This corruption fills the world through the lust principle, if you will. On it depends, it's lust, expression of lust. And so if we will partake of the divine nature, we will be delivered from this lust principle. The opposite of lust is temperance. Lust can never be satisfied. You know, the lust of the eyes, for example. Why? Because it wants more and more. Lust conceives, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings death. That's James, the first chapter, verse 15. So temperance is self-control. It has reasonable limits of satisfaction. It is to be a spiritual control in our lives, or basically the control of the Holy Spirit. Through the Spirit, we mortify the deeds of the body and we live. That's Romans 8:13. Let's go on to read now a little bit more in 2 Peter, first chapter, and I'm going to read verses 5 through 7. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. If we do these things, the scripture declares we won't be barren. We're not going to be unfruitful. These qualities are necessary conditions to the climate, if you will, of spiritual fruit growing. What's the condition of an intemperate man? Well, he's one who's blind, not having light for fruit growing. Obviously, to grow fruit, to grow anything in the natural world, it has to have light. It's sustained by light. The photosynthesis process depends on light. Obviously, someone who's blind can't see very far, so his focus remains upon himself, and he has a short memory, so that the indication is that one must begin the process of growing fruit as soon as he is purged from his old sins. And let me read verse 9. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore he goes on to say, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. And that's why I'm taking the time on this broadcast to remind all of us that we need to cause these virtues to be present in our lives. The brethren, the family of God, is asked to give all diligence, or in other words, to make every effort to reach this goal. This is a drawing back from our old carnal desires and nature and reaching forward to the Spirit's desires. It's bending oneself basically in 180 degrees, which is basically what repentance is. Repentance from self to God's ways. In temperance, we will always seek to follow what the Holy Spirit desires for us, but intemperance will always bend us towards sin so that we're bent on sinning. Now, let me go back to Galatians now, the 5th chapter, and I'm going to read basically starting at verse 19, the works of the flesh, Paul goes on to say, are manifest, they're evident. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, they that which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Those are sobering words. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Hallelujah. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So, in this passage of Scripture, it outlines the works of the flesh, and in verse 24 and 25, those that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. That's the secret of growing all parts of the fruit of the Spirit. And notice that temperance is the last part of the fruit listed. Verses 24 and 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. They comment on self-control. Verse 24 tells us that we must crucify the flesh with its affections and lusts. And, of course, the affections and lusts are the opposite of self-control. And so what is it? Beloved, it's a dying daily. But His commandments are not grievous. They're not hard. But if we're willing to do them, only then are we ready to fulfill verse 25, which is to live in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So if we live in the Spirit, we can then walk in the Spirit. That step by step in the Spirit. The secret is not only being nailed to the cross, but also, beloved, it's being joined to Jesus, who is the vine, in all that we do and in all that we are. Remember, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time that we've shared, and we ask, Lord, that you will do what we cannot do ourselves. Lord, all we can do is yield and submit to you. But, Father, I'm praying now for those who are struggling in areas with habits, perhaps with addictions, Lord, that have kept them miserable and bound for such a period of time. And Lord, they want deliverance. And Father, right now I proclaim deliverance in Jesus' name. Lord, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you're going to enable them and just release your anointing in them, that there will be a holy desire and a faith for victory, that you do not desire for them to be bound or lacking in or defeated or lacking in victory. But right now, Lord, you're going to pour that conviction, that strength in them, that they can do all things through you. Father, grant it for the glory of the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, you claim whatever areas the enemy's been testing you in, claim victory, that you can be temperate and you can be moderate through the power of the Lord. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you. I just proclaim victory over your lives, and I invite you to, if there are areas that you've struggled with, continue to believe God for them. And if you need the support of agreeing prayer, I'm here for you. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,